controversial bill later, with the Prime Minister warning against further delays.
We've put an airfield on standby, booked commercial charter planes for specific slots, and we have 500 highly trained individuals ready to escort illegal migrants all the way to Rwanda, with 300 more trained in the coming weeks.
A woman who was among three teenagers who murdered a schoolgirl and evaded justice for decades has been jailed for at least 17 years. Donna Marie Brand had lied about her whereabouts on the night Caroline Glacken was killed in Western Bartonshire in 1996. London's top police officer is meeting the Home Secretary later. It's after an anti-Semitism campaigner was threatened with arrest near a pro-Gaza demo. Ben Jamal's director of the Palestinian Solidarity Campaign and says Gideon Falter went beyond counter-protesting.
If you watch the whole video, actually the police officer who was dealing with him, who made those remarks that were quite disgraceful, but what he was also trying to do was suggest to Mr. Falter a way in which he could get to where he claimed he wanted to get to by a different route. He didn't want to do that.
The grocery delivery app Getir is going to disappear from the UK. It's understood the firm's preparing to pull the plug on its British operations. Over 1,000 jobs are at risk. The company was once valued at over £10 billion. The children of Warwick Davis say he's sorry for causing any concern on social media days after announcing the death of his wife Samantha. Last night, the actor wrote on X that he was done and signing off, followed by a broken heart emoji. And Ryanair's accused Which of fake news over airline fares. The consumer group says EasyJet and BA were cheaper once cabin bags and seat selections were included. That's the latest. I'm Connor Sefton.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Connor.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, the weather today, 11 degrees, a little bit cold today, so make sure you wrap up before you come out because it's a little bit it does look like it's warmer. It's one of those days, but it's definitely not. You might get some rain later on this afternoon, possibly about sort of 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock-ish. It's about a 37 or 38% chance of rain. Hopefully it'll miss us, but it might not. Tomorrow's looking a little bit unsettled. Rain possibly by 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Again, cloudy and not particularly very nice. As we move through the week, Wednesday is starting to brighten up a little bit with some sunshine. And Thursday looking like a bit of sunshine, but also quite a bit of rain on and off. So, it's a bit of a washout.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, there is a little bit of good news, and the good news is that next week it looks like it's going to be about 17 or 18 degrees. So for us, it will feel like we're in the Bahamas or something, you know. It'll be wonderful weather. So look forward to that next week. Fingers crossed. Because we just need a little bit of sunshine. I mean, I know it's April, but we are heading speeding towards May. I can't believe it's nearly 4 months since Christmas. Do you know what I mean? It seems to have gone so quickly. But we just need a little bit of sunshine now. Just that little bit of, you know, sitting outside in the garden, getting a little bit of, you know, sun on your skin. Not too much. Have a cup of tea. You know, in the mornings, I can sit in the garden and have a little bit of breakfast just sat at my little table. My garden is a complete... Oh, it's a mess. Do you know what? I organised somebody to come round at the weekend because my next-door neighbour always used to do the front garden for me. I used to pay him to do it, and he used to make a lovely job because his garden sort of connects to mine, and it just looked really nice. And very sadly, he passed away last year very suddenly. He was a lovely man, and since then I've been trying to sort of keep it okay because he always did. But it's hard. I find it really difficult to do gardening. Also, like bending over to try and get weeds out, all that stuff. I don't even get stuff to do it, but I can't really garden. I'm just not one of those people. And I wanted to get somebody to come in to do it. And I've asked, you know, I just cannot seem to get a contractor to turn up. I mean, I know it's only a small garden. You're saying like maybe once every couple of weeks, if you're around this way, you can do the garden. I'll pay you, blah, blah, blah. It's great. They said, oh, we'll let you know when we leave, and we'll let you know. Never turned up. No other messages at all. Just didn't bother turning up. I mean, that's it. And they've got good reviews online. But just no message on... They're meant to come Saturday. No message on Sunday. Just nothing. And you're just like, what, you know... They don't know I haven't got, the back garden isn't massive, or I might have friends that have got, you know, bigger spaces that might want something done, because stuff goes by word of mouth, doesn't it? It just drives you up the wall. Drives you up the wall! I love having a moaning Monday. Here's Beyonce. I bet she doesn't do the garden, but she has gardeners in. Yeah.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now. Ooh. There's a tornado.
Ooh.
In my city.
Surviving.
A break of kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no holding. Take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give up. Come take it to the floor now.
Asked for a request. He said, could you play out the new Meghan Trainor and T-Pain Been Like This, which is the squeaky clean version. So here we go. It's Meghan Trainor and T-Pain.
I've been like this. my name if you don't like me.
Now the thing you do excites me. I'ma have to get a little bit spicy.
Oh.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There, I just managed just about to get the song out for Tony. I don't know. I've got into Monday with like my words are all over the place today. I don't know what's happening. I can't help myself. It's all gone a little bit Pete Tong, as they say. So yeah, I can't play as much as I do love the Vendetta. I have played it already on the show today, so apologise to Ed if he's listening out there going, oh, she's going to play my song twice on the show. No, I'm not. Although I do love it to pieces. Right, we will have some more new music though. I think we should do. This is where is it gone? There we go. Colin Lee, and the song's called Reconnected. It's remixed by Hypnotist, and it's out now.
Don't assume that you know what I'm thinking. Don't assume that you know what I mean. You know
As I said, that is out at the moment. Colin Lee with Hypnotist doing the remixing. There's lots of confusions, actually, where I live at the moment about bins. Oh, I tell you what, it's the bane of my life. Bane of my life. There's bins outside my house on Friday, and the bin people didn't come. And then they didn't turn up on Saturday. I don't know what happened. It's confusion. And, I'm over at Thurrock, so our bin service, I don't know when they're picking stuff up. I don't know if it's any better. Is it any better over in Brentwood? Do you get sort of a better service? I know you had those bags, recycling bags, which everyone complained about because they blew down the road, but I don't know. I mean, I'm just a bit... they've actually given us a schedule, and then on some of the groups for where I live, like the Thurrock area, it says the schedule's wrong that they posted out, and you have to go to the website. I thought, well, why, if they posted something, then stick to that schedule. How much money did that cost? Basically, the Thurrock Council is bankrupt anyway, but I don't know whether they've got money to get printing done. Be better off sending a carrier pigeon. But some weeks you're going, do I put out the recycling bin? I can't put out my garden bin, I've got to pay for it. And the other bin is the rubbish bin. And then I think we're getting more bins. We're getting food bins. I don't know if you've got food bins here. I don't even know what they look like. Can you imagine having a food bin that's not your waste with your food in it has not been emptied for 2 weeks? Well, that's going to stench like in the summer or in the winter or encourage like rats and stuff. Oh, can't bear it. It reduces odour apparently from rotting waste by providing a special container for weekly collection. That's for here. I put my waste in my bin. That's what I do. I've got my recycling basket. I've got it in the kitchen. So when I've filled it up with wine bottles and cartons and everything else, I just put it in the main bin. But I try and do my bit, you see.
Phoenix FM.
Yes. why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Promised me that I was more than all the miles combined. You must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now you're tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half.
Joining me in the studio is Scott Ross. Yes, he is. Have you got yourself all plugged in? Are you ready?
No, nothing works.
Oh, dear. Never mind. You can turn the headphones up if you like.
I will. Hang on. Go on.
Although you can hear me without the headphones, so I don't know why you need them.
Well, no, but I want to hear you properly.
You want to hear my boot voice?
In full, glorious stereo.
Oh, lovely. I want to show you my... Look at these. That doesn't sound right, does it?
Unbelievable.
Lovely. Sorry,
I've never seen anything like it.
I must say, that's not... Have a look at these. It's my new trainers, which are the built-up... They're so comfortable.
So she says.
No, they are. That's not what you expect.
Mind you, I have to say that she did do something... not with trainers, once before, and threw me completely in the middle of the news.
Yes, we won't mention that on air.
We already did.
Yeah, well,
it was
quite funny.
It was.
At the time, it was quite funny. But yes, I've got my new trainers on. So these are, because I find it really difficult to get things to be comfortable to walk in. So I've got and they're so comfy. But the only thing is they lace up their high tops, which means they go above your ankle, and it's just actually getting them on.
Yeah,
I have to sit down. I bet you have to sit down and put on your shoes now as well.
Well, I do. The trouble is that even when I sit down to try, I can't stretch out to put them on. It was ridiculous.
Sometimes I've tried with the stair, but then you see, when I'm sat down, I have to lift my... This is terrible. I have to grab hold of my trouser and lift my own leg to put it over to cross it to get it across my leg. I can't even cross my leg over to put the shoe on.
I'm glad it's terrible, not just me. I'm glad it's not just me.
Oh, you do that as well, do you?
Oh, I'm in a total disaster. It takes me ages to do anything these days. Oh. Falling apart the seams, I am.
I mean, I used to laugh at my dad. He bought a thing to put his socks on. I used to go, oh, Dad, like that. And now I'm thinking, where can I buy it?
I've got one.
Yeah. put your sock over it. Put it. Yeah. And then, I mean, to be fair, if you've got, if you have problems with your back, your legs, and everything, there's amazing stuff that you can get now, and a lot of it you can get through the council. So, yeah. You know, for, I know a lot of older people, especially not my parents, like, oh no, I don't want that, and I'm not. I just go, Mum, if they can put in a walk-in shower for you. Yeah. Have the walk-in shower, have the stair lift, have the mobility scooter. If you can have something that helps you,
yep.
But you'll find a lot of older people will be like, oh, I don't want to do that. But that mobility scooter I bought for my mum, actually,
yeah.
Made a huge amount of difference. She was absolutely a menace on it. She was awful.
She put on weight when she got on it.
No, she got on it.
You said she was immense on it.
No, I said a menace. She used
a menace. Sorry, I thought you said immense.
No, she was a tiny little thing. She used to just drive over people's feet because she wasn't used to driving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Straight, she'd go at one speed in the shop and there'd be like people just flying about.
Scattering. Demolishing all of the special demonstrations they put on the shop.
What demonstrations?
Displays. Displays, something else.
I love to go to a local shop to see a demonstration. I love that. What's going on? Should we play some music?
I think we should.
I think I am going to play a song by I Am Kluger, which is another one of the independent tracks that I've been playing on the show. I don't know why. I sound like I'm miles away and you sound like you're right in the headphones. It's very peculiar.
It's probably because I'm whacking into this. Perhaps the mic amplifier is up stronger on this one. I don't know. Who knows?
Here is I Am Kluga with Late Little Things. I can't get my words out.
It's the scent of the earth after warm summer rain. It's the colorful leaves as the seasons change. It's the view from the summit of a mountain peak. Resplendence and peace. It's the warmth of a heart when they feel the same. It's two souls in union as the phoenix flames. In the melding of minds there are harmonious waves. When the emotions run away, I swear by your side, listening to those little things we need. We stumble through this life feeling mostly the same, confused and focused on material gain. Why can't we see the things we really need are free? Friends and family. These are the things that we take for granted. Our life's so short, we should take advantage. Cherish every moment and always be strong. Cause in a blink, they'll be gone. Those little things we need.
the sea.
Numbness inside of me. Things aren't hitting in quite the same way. I look for inspiration. At night my heart beats so fast I get palpitations. You know I've got total devotion, but the spark is lit at such a low flame. There are no guarantees. What are my boundaries? How do I protect myself? Time no longer makes sense. Can't relate to my friends. There has to be something else. Everyone is trying, trying so hard. Well, maybe, maybe you could try a little bit too. Everything hurts, yeah, it hurts so much. I'll eat my dinner in the toilets at lunch. I just want to. What I'm asking is, am I a number or a person? I want a simple answer, but I'm simply given another diversion. You're working from the inside, but now you find yourself in the building. They say I'm only human. Well, isn't that a problem? Everyone is trying so hard. Maybe, maybe you should try a little bit too. Everything you feel can just come undone, and the media supports all the far right scum. I just want to believe that the feeling's not inside me. The sun has gone and so must I. Do you think we'll know each other when we die?
Is Katie Nash with Millions of Heartbeats. Just coming up to talk 43, we've got some ads coming up, but I wanted to mention a little bit about a fantastic organisation, which is Brentwood Food Bank. Now, they are looking for lots of different items which will help feed families in Brentwood who otherwise would go hungry, which is a terrible thing to think in 2024. So we are mentioning on all the shows about Brentwood Food Bank. Thank you very much. Just got a little note there from Scott Ross with a little bit more information. Keep on top of current needs by checking the food bank link on our website, which is all the www.phoenixfm.com, and note that the food, it's not just food that they need to dispense to people. So we've mentioned before, you got your tin stuff, but it's things, additional items like shampoo, shower gel, deodorants, toothpaste, sanitary towels, things like, you know, if you're feeding a family and you haven't got enough left over to buy goods like that, it's shocking, it really is. So they're looking for meatballs, tins of salmon, sardines, soups, tins of custard, tinned fruit, tinned tomatoes, tinned spaghetti, tinned veg, because that doesn't go off, jars of pasta sauce, sugar, bags of rice, the bags of rice, not the little packets, because the bags are a lot cheaper and you can get a lot more meals out of that, biscuits and things like coffee again, which are, you know, you can see the prices in the supermarket, which are very expensive. Now you can get in touch with them on 01277 224 528, and you can email it info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, but you can find all the details on our website. It's all the www.phoenixfm.com, and they're doing a great job in the area. Just coming up to 12:45, it's Michelle Ward here with a terrible slurring Monday. I don't know what's the matter. It's not even slurring, it's I can't get my words out. You said you didn't notice, did you?
No, didn't notice. Everything sounded fine.
Because you weren't tuned in,
sounded,
that's why.
Sounded like it always does.
I don't know. I mean, I gave a wonderful introduction to, even she was impressed, Natasha from the Chicken and Frog, and I just said that off the top of my head, and she looked at me like, oh my God, that was amazing. And I said it was. It was about the best link I've ever done. What's that noise? What's that noise you're making?
Sorry about that.
It's like...
Or capital H-I-M-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H I N.
Just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. You're black, white, beige, Chola descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, bullied or teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white or beige, Chola or Orient, made.
There we go. That is Lady Gaga. Let's get some events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I like the way I just said that. I went, let's get some events. And my voice went, let's have a look. Right, there's a charity jazz night, Barswell Social Club, which is taking place on Tuesday the 30th of April. Concert featuring headline vocalist Lee Dior in aid of Spotlight Charity to improve cancer treatment for people in Essex. 8pm start, tickets are just £10 in advance or £12 on the door. All the details are on our website or the www.phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM travel news.
A quick look at the traffic and travel for you. It's not been too bad on the road so far today. A little bit busy now on the Ongar Road heading up to Wilson's Corner, but not too bad. Brook Street roundabout is flowing very nicely, heading right the way down towards Lakeside. You've got a clear run and up to the M11. On the A12 itself, it's running smoothly. You do have on the B1002 construction there in the road closed at Once Road, both ways from Rittle Road. And on the A12, you've got the roadworks going on between junction 13 and 16 while they do the road repairs. As you go to turn off for Chelmsford, as you're heading towards Chelmsford from this end, you might find the road is still closed for the repairs, and you'll have to go up to the next one for Gallywood and then just cut across. There are diversion signs in operation there, so don't worry too much. And in Billericay, temporary traffic signals on the A129 London Road at Rushdean Road. Now, I did a question of the day today, and a few of you have actually answered. Well, two of you have. And I've only just seen it. I thought, that's very quiet. Nobody's actually replied. You going to stay on that microphone over there? Stay on that one. That's fine. That's a better one. Stay.
Okay.
Oh, that's nicer. Yeah. You sound nice and clear.
Thank you.
Can't hear you. Right. Can't hear you at all. Now, the question of the day. Here we go. Ooh. Oh, dear. Monday's not going very well for me so far with all this stuff going wrong. Now, uncomfortable shoes. Okay, this is a question for you, Scott Ross. What was the event and what shoes did hurt your feet?
I don't think I've ever had any uncomfortable shoes. Don't recall any.
Oh, because you probably have yours made, don't you? Cause you're
Certainly not.
They're made to measure.
Well, they're not made to measure. They're just all ordinary ones that are made by the factory and churned out. They're fine.
They're only £2,000 each per shoe. What's wrong with you? I'm just going out to get my shoes made.
I have to foot the bill, though.
Oh, very, very good. Yeah.
I thought this was the question of the day. It came up as being for Friday.
No, I did actually change it on...
Right.
Yes, I did change it. Sorry about that. I did put down Friday, but I managed to change it. I don't know if... Yes, I did change it. It's changed. I knew you'd notice that. Anything goes wrong, Scott Ross is normally the person to blame, and he notices. Actually, Tony said he's too clear on that mic. Put him on the other one that don't work. I know, it's terrible, isn't it? I tried.
He was going to take me off the air if he had a chance.
Was he?
Well, yeah, I said he was going to go up on the roof and he was going to dismantle all the aerials.
Yeah, there was no work needed to go on. They were just doing it for your show in particular. Stephen Pilkinson said, I went on holiday in brand new docks. Ouchie, ouchie for 2 weeks. Doc Martens.
Oh, right.
They're great shoes, but I don't know anybody that's ever worn them that goes, these are really comfortable. I think you have to wear them in, don't you?
I've no idea. I've never had them.
You were a skinhead back in the day, no?
It's just the fleas returned.
Pardon?
It was just that the fleas returned. That's why I was a skinhead.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, God, yeah. You're talking about things that, I don't know, that's very old, isn't it? Right, Bob left a message. Oh, gosh, why is it? No, I've done something else now. I can't get it. Here we go. Yes, Bob sent a message. Somebody said they really liked my video today. Oh, that's nice. Elizabeth said, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Adam Wedd said, beautiful. Oh, why are so many people liking my video?
Well, there you go.
Oh, it's only video of mice playing the drum bit. I thought, do you know what? I thought that Bob had left a message as well. He has left a message. For some reason, I can't see. Bob was talking about shoes that were very uncomfortable. I can't find the details.
Oh, these things keep disappearing.
I don't know. I think it's Facebook. It's definitely not me. Anyway, Bob had bad shoes. I don't know if they're red stilettos or what. You'll tell me on Wednesday. But there we go. 12:54, got some ads coming up, and then we've got JoJo Man Band with Zombie. Then you've got 2 hours of Scott Ross here with a great show. You told us what's coming up yet or not?
No.
No, go on then, go ahead.
Okay, very quickly, what have we got today's show? We've got a story about a man that's in jail, but he's having to pay for his own accommodation and food there. And we also have a story of somebody who could soon be in jail after she pushed a dead man into the bank to try and collect a loan that had been agreed by the bank. All that, and of course 2 hours of absolutely sensational music coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
That's a shame you finished then, because I've still got another 10 seconds of airtime to fill, but that's all coming up with Scott Ross between 1 and 2. I'll be back tomorrow with my guest Stephen Pilkington Foster, who's going to be playing live in the studio.
Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And they're all coming out.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.